you see a front page like that, which creates an image of dangerous people going around spreading dangerous messages.
Yes, but when you read into the story, Mr. Book, when you read into the story, apparently I wasn't there, but it is quoted that you call the government, or your organisation, I'm sorry, calls the government white supremacists who want to isolate Muslims. At a time such as this, how helpful are comments like those?
Okay, firstly, those comments weren't made by our speakers. They were made by another speaker. The second thing is that in that terminology, she was talking in a university setting and meant white supremacy in the post-colonial academic sense, not in the sense of what most people might think of as in neo-Nazis.
Was it a Cage representative who said the Paris attacks were simply IS responding to what it sees as an assault? Was that a Cage representative or not?
What we said there, and I can be very, very clear about all of these things, there's nothing wrong with the points that have been made. He was speaking out against ISIS. I mean, if you look through many of the quotes that we were given to respond on, Marzen was saying that, and Dr. Adnan said, for example, don't go out and join what people envision to be a utopian state in Syria.
What's Cage's view of the prevent strategy?
The prevent strategy is counterproductive. Mm. And in fact, by it silences dissent, it silences reasonable voices in society. 300 academics signed a joint letter just recently saying that they felt that it was wrong. Right. The NUS has stood up against it. Okay. The National Union of Teachers has stood up against it.
No, there is a strong sense of opinion about it. And just lastly, is it right that you or an representative of your organisation tried to book this primary school and pretended it was going to be some form of community football event?
We've got emails that show that the school were well aware that it wasn't a football event. And one thing I want to make very, very clear...
We've heard it was the police that informed the school, Mr. Bullivan.
Well, we have emails that show that it wasn't. Right. And the other thing, that just for the clarity of your listeners, the event that was going to be held at that hall was an event in the evening, after school hours, not aimed for children of that age.